We have a handful of ranchers to thank for the fact that we have any bison today. At one point, there were only about 1,000, and now there are 500,000. Bob Hamilton is the director of the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve in Oklahoma. He says the ranchers who saved the bison also put them at risk.
Part of their motivation was to see if they could crossbreed bison with domestic livestock to produce a hardier, winter-resistant type of beefalo.
The beefalo were not hardy, and the ranchers abandoned their project, but the cattle genes remain. Bob Hamilton's herd consists of 2,700 bison. Thanks to genetic testing, Hamilton has been able to weed out all of the bison carrying the most damaging kind of cattle DNA, but there is some genetic material he just can't get rid of. Chances are there will always be a little bit of beef in the buffalo. For the Environment Report, I'm Charity Nebbe.